part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Or maybe just Kevin McCullough from New York on Saturday night. Hey, thanks for being here. If you're listening on any one of some 300-plus radio stations across the country, Sirius XM, or two great television networks, the UAN Network, based in Dallas-Fort Worth and Houston and New York City, and some of those same cities, Biz TV is also in, and then a whole bunch more that they're not, like Salt Lake and Denver and wherever you're at. We're just grateful that you're with us. Back to who called last week? He was like from the Outer Banks of Idaho, which don't even have banks. It makes it kind of really weird that I would say that. But he was like out in the green pastures that are, of course, under 15 feet of snow right now in Idaho or Montana or somewhere out there. Anyway, he was like, it's the only thing on television, but you guys are the best thing on television. I'm like, okay, thank you. I'm sure that's one of the few times I'll ever hear that in my life. But grateful for it. Grateful for you being here. Now, when we last left, Mr. Stephen Baldwin, He was making his way across the planet. He was settling into his Italian place that he needed to be. You know what I'm saying? He was shooting this new movie, and he promised. He said, "Kev, I tell you, next week I promise I'll get my microphone fixed. I'll be on the show." And it'll be as though I'm sitting right next to you in the studio then. Well, this week, all week went by, and Mr. Baldwin did not get his microphone fixed. So instead of him sitting next to me, I have young man Ivan sitting to my left. And all night tonight, when you see young man Ivan sitting here on the set of Baldwin McCullough Radio, Baldwin McCullough Live, if you... Those of you listening by radio, just picture in your mind that he's sitting there next to me. That's representing what Stephen Baldwin would be doing if he was here. You know what I'm saying? All right, enough of that. Anyway, welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live. We're glad to have you. It is a busy, cold weekend. In fact, I'm kind of cracking up about this because I haven't worn long johns to the office every day for an entire week since I lived in Chicago, and that was like 11 years ago. But we did that this week in New York. It was we were lucky to get a temperature above 9 degrees. In fact, if we did, we thought it was a heat wave. But in the midst of all that, you got the snow coming. There was more snow that got dumped on us today. It was kind of funny. I got a note from our church. We had what? 15 inches last weekend or sometime, a half inch tonight. They said, well, we're going to cancel the Saturday night service because we have a half inch of snow. It was like, really? You think that's a little it's only a half inch. We just did 15 inches. I think we can do this. Anyway, so a lot of news has happened. In fact, everybody knows the name Justin Bieber, right? You know Justin Bieber, you know everybody in here. In fact, the first thing they asked me, I come through the door, and of course I'm the old cranky 43-year-old on staff here. I'm coming through. Hi, Kev.
Get out of my way. Get
what are you talking about tonight? Justin Bieber? They said with a grin. And I thought, well, you know, you got Obama shooting drones up into the skies. You got the March for Life that had 385,000 people at it. Nobody covered it. I could talk about that. You got these reporters that just flat out lied about Governor Huckabee on Friday. He said something in a speech on Thursday. They turned around and tweeted it, and it was an abject lie. And basically, They didn't understand, like, they don't know how to diagram a basic English sentence. They failed sixth grade English composition, but they got jobs at CNN and MSNBC. That's impressive. I could talk about that, but I already did that on my other shows this week. So I was thinking, I'm going through the card catalog in my brain. How old does that phrase date me? And I'm sitting there thinking, dadgummit, I'm going to have to talk about Justin Bieber. And then I found this really interesting angle on the story. And I think this tells us a world about some things that happen in today's society. Now, there's this brand new commentator, contributor chick at Fox News. And I've seen her in the hallways a couple of times. Her name is Ebony Williams. And she's smoking, good-looking, you know, like most of the girls on Fox are. And she's African-American, and she's an attorney. She's a legal expert, celebrity attorney. She does a radio show of her own out in L.A. or wherever it is that she's from. And they were talking. They were asking her about what happened with Justin Bieber. Now, if you're not familiar with it, evidently, the Biebs, am I allowed to call him that? Okay. I'm wearing a long sleeve t-shirt under a short sleeve t-shirt. Does that make me hip tonight? I don't know. I'm talking about the Biebs, and I'm wearing backward shirts. So, the Biebs was out, evidently, driving a car at a rather high rate of speed. He was arrested in Miami Beach on Thursday for drunken driving, resisting arrest, driving without a license, and they get him on all that stuff. They throw him in the car, and they get him to the police station. Now, I just told you what he was charged with. Drunken driving, resisting arrest, and driving without a valid license. By the Miami Beach Police Department. They see a lot of those cases, in case you're just wondering. You know, spring break, Miami Beach. I'm just saying, a lot of drunk driving, resisting arrest. So they know what these people look like. And evidently, Justin Bieber now looks like a spring breaker in Miami Beach. So do we have for the TV audience, do we have a headshot of the Biebs? Because I want to see what he looked like when he got arrested. If we can put that up at some point, that'd be awesome. But he gets hauled in, and according to the police chief, Raymond Martinez, during his arrest, Bieber starts talking. He says things. He made statements that he had consumed alcohol, that he had been smoking some marijuana, and that he had consumed some prescription meds. Good for him. Before getting behind the wheel of a yellow Lamborghini that he's not sure where it came from. I don't know if that's true or not. He probably didn't know where it came from. I don't think it was his, though. So, now most of the nation hears this story. Oh, it was rented. See, it wasn't even his. He didn't know if it was his. He was so stoned by the time he got behind the wheel, he couldn't have told you where it came from. I think it was Enterprise, or was it Hertz? So anyway, he's done this. The whole nation heard about it. He gets arrested. He goes in, and he tells them all that stuff. Now, I just told you everything he was booked with. I just told you everything that he confessed to. Okay, so he gets booked for drunk driving, resisting arrest, and no valid license. He confesses to drinking alcohol, smoking some Mary Jane, and consuming prescription meds before getting behind the wheel of the supposedly rented Lamborghini. Ebony Williams, a Democratic activist. So she, of course, is a liberal, right? She's a progressive, and she's one of these young attorneys. She's got it going on, you know. She looks good. She's getting a lot of TV time. She's doing all this stuff. So She's a mouthpiece for the progressive side, right? So she's... Here's what progressives believe that Justin Bieber did wrong. It wasn't that he drove without a license, or that he resisted arrest, or that he was drunk and driving. It wasn't that he consumed alcohol, smoked the Mary Jane, or took some prescription meds. Ebony K. Williams, the Democratic voice piece at Fox News, said his sin, the thing he did wrong, was confess to his actions. Do you agree with that? 888-340-3373. He did all that stuff. That's what he did wrong, that he confessed. Coming right back.
Brooklyn Tabernacle pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com and get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Mm-hmm.
Baldwin McCullough Live from New York every single weekend from the home studios of Extreme Media, the company that was founded and operated by yours truly, Kevin McCullough, but also our good friend, missing partner in crime, the man who normally likes to show up almost on time and sit in the chair that tonight young man Ivan is doing his security detail work in. I need him, because evidently Stephen Baldwin's gone missing somewhere in Rome. We're not sure what happened. Not exactly. Maybe Michael Madsen took offense at something he said this week, and you know, he just ended up in the gutter somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, we'll keep checking. No word yet. He's still not here. All right, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you for being with us. We're talking about Justin Bieber, and not even really the story, but the mentality behind what a prominent Democratic lawyer said about Justin Bieber's case. Now, in the last segment, I laid this out for you, but let me do it more concisely here. He gets picked up for, obviously, some sort of errant behavior. Something caused the cops in Miami Beach to notice that something wasn't right in his rented yellow Lamborghini. So he gets picked up. They charge him with drunken driving, resisting arrest, and driving without a valid license. Those are the three charges they charge him with initially. He then gets into the police department, and maybe it's under the influence of all of this stuff. He just starts talking, and he can't stop talking. He's just talking and talking, and he says he was drinking, and then he said he was smoking some pot. He got all happy. He took some prescription meds, and then he said, and then I got behind the wheel of the car, and I started driving. So they added a few more things to his rap sheet. And this Democratic lawyer that's then asked to come on the cable news stations to respond to his arrest and to talk about what it means from the bigger perspective said this. She said his only crime, the only thing that he really did wrong, was that he didn't keep his mouth shut. Now, there may be Democrats listening to me tonight. Does she speak for you? When someone does something wrong, is the main crime that they commit the fact that they tell the police that they did it? Let me explain to you why she is saying this. She said, defending a client against an impaired driving charge is not an easy task to begin with. And she knows this because she's a criminal defense lawyer. She says, the public interest in keeping impaired drivers off the road is understandably great. I agree with that. And I believe she may know what she's talking about when she says it's hard to keep a charge of impaired driving from sticking to a person. That may be very difficult. It may be a hard case to win. I believe her. She says the interest by the public in keeping impaired drivers off the road is great. Yes, we don't want our kids being hit by impaired drivers. We don't want them. We don't want children run over. Run into. We don't want elderly people run into. We don't want houses run into. These are all the kinds of things that people hit when they are impaired and they're behind the wheel. It becomes a deadly weapon. The car becomes a deadly weapon at that point. So I agree with her on that. The public has that interest. And she says, no one wants to see our society in harm's way because of irresponsible drivers. All right, Ebony, Kay Williams, we're all in agreement there. Then she says, however, the integrity of our justice system requires that every defendant get an opportunity to have his guilt or innocence determined according to the evidence against him. I think I agree with her. I think that I agree that the justice system requires that a defendant gets to be proven guilty or innocent based on the evidence. Everybody in this room agree with that? Let me see, Ray. Jackie, you're the most disagreeable to me. Do you agree that every person gets a chance to have their guilt or innocence determined by the evidence? All right. So even my staff liberal, Even she says that we all agree on that. Okay, so what's the problem, Kev? What she said next. Ebony Williams then said, by making statements against his own interests, Bieber actually undermines the entire process. His lawyer's job, she says, is not to just get him off. The lawyer's task is to hold the state accountable to its burden of providing evidence beyond a reasonable doubt that the accused is guilty of the crimes charged against him. Jazz Shaw over at HotAir.com writes this, called me old-fashioned, point out, of course, that I don't have a law degree. You can say the same thing about KMC. But I was under the impression that the various and highly generous rights allotted to the accused in our country are there for the purpose of ensuring that the innocent are not unjustly convicted or railroaded by the legal system. Perhaps it's just me, he says, but those last couple of statements are frankly shocking. To Ebony Williams' way of thinking, a criminal is undermining the entire process of trial by jury if they confess their actions to the police. But friends, this is how the left thinks. I want to know your thoughts on this. Do you agree with Ebony K. Williams when she says that when Bieber confessed to his bad behavior, that he was actually undermining the process for justice? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Because Ebony Williams, as a liberal, sees it this way. Nobody's actually good or bad. Nobody's actually right or wrong. There is no actual right and there is no actual wrong. There's shades of gray, but there's not an actual good or bad verdict in this outcome. And therefore, by confessing, you're undermining the ability of the state from having to go out and find other evidence to then convict you with. She believes that he doesn't necessarily have to account for his own actions unless it can be proven by other people saying other things and providing other ways of evidence. Is that how the justice system should work? 888-340-3373. Think about this. If we applied this standard to all cases, so somebody rapes and murders a whole family, and they're standing there, bloody knife, over the dead bodies when the police come in. And he goes, I did it. Should that not be used? Should the confession of the criminal be considered undermining to the case of actual evidence gathering? 888-340-3373. What are your thoughts? I'm interested in how you think. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I'm Calvin McCullough, Baldwin McCullough Live from New York. Stay with us.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Day for free.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Kevin McCullough is doing duty for both Stephen and myself tonight, and glad to have you with us. We're talking about the idea of what real justice is, genuine justice. And a liberal defense lawyer that's on Fox News now, Ebony K. Williams is her name, delightful human being. I just think she's really wrong. She said Justin Bieber was arrested this week. He was driving a Lamborghini. He was under the influence of prescription meds, marijuana, and alcohol. He was driving at a high speed. He didn't have a license. They hauled him in for all that stuff, and he just started spilling his guts. He said, "Yeah, you know what I did? I drank, and then I smoked some weed, and then I took a bunch of pills, and then I got in the car, and I was outside of my own head. I wasn't myself. Blah blah blah." They're now using, what he said, just as they should be against him, because anything you say can and will be used against you. She said, Ebony Williams, the liberal defense attorney, is saying his only crime here, the only thing he really did wrong, was confess to the behavior. That actually, by confessing to the behavior, he's undermining, this is her words, he's undermining the process of justice, because it should be the state's responsibility to gather the evidence to prosecute him. Do you think confessions should count as evidence? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Ebony K. Williams, a liberal defense attorney, says no. Now, I can draw all kinds of parallels to why a liberal defense attorney would say, no, that is not how it should be done. I could show you why that is the case. For one, there's no real absolute value system in the mind of a liberal. There is no right or wrong. It's usually a degree of preference to one side or the other. But there's no hard and fast, this is definitely right, this is definitely wrong. And so, of course, their approach to justice is going to be, I'm not going to admit to anything. We're not going to admit to nothing. You make sure that you are, proving your case. You bring all the additional evidence to us, and then you let us know. For some reason, Biz Television just put on last week's show on their screen. Did you see that, guys? Funny. Sorry if you're watching us on Biz TV. Not getting us right now. But for those of you on the UAN, thanks for staying there. So here's what I want to know. Is this an issue of justice? Is it a miscarriage of justice? If you have, if you do not have the confession by the killer, by the murderer, by the person that's doing it, do you believe that not having the confession is in some way shortchanging the justice system? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. I want to know what you think about this. Now, for those of you just joining us, he got into the wheel of a car. He started driving it after he had consumed alcohol, taken prescription meds, and evidently not ones that he necessarily needed. Like, it was experimental. It was like just for the fun of it kind of thing. And had smoked some weed. Now, we know the effects of weed and alcohol on the person driving. We already know that that impairs you and keeps you from being able to drive your car. The key here is, now he goes into the police station. They charged him with drunken driving. They charged him for not having his license. They charged him for speeding, driving dangerously. They sit him down, and he just starts spilling his guts. I think the average person that heard that this week, I'll tell you how I thought about it when I heard it. I thought, man, that's pretty honorable. Dude, you just stepped up, and you took responsibility for what you did. You owned it. And, from what I know of Bieber's upbringing, that doesn't really even surprise me. I think his mom probably said that he needed to be a good guy. He needed to tell the truth. And he did. The liberal defense attorney is saying that he missed the point completely by confessing to what he did. I want to know what you think about that strategy and about that philosophy. Does it undermine justice to confess to your crimes? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. It's a toll-free number. We've got three phone lines open. I got to think three people in the entire country care about whether or not we can anymore take confessions from criminals before we convict them. 888-340-3373.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman, Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com. 55.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Thank you for being here on Saturday night. Justin Bieber got arrested this week. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is how we think about our justice system, about how we think about what is true justice, what is fair, what isn't fair. Let me put it in a different context. You're a parent, and your child does something wrong. And the goal of the parent is to what? Keep the child safe and keep the household out of danger, right? So the child does something that could potentially endanger his brothers or sisters. You know that it's occurred. You know that he had reasonably the only way of being the one that did it. And you start snooping around, and you're trying to get to the bottom of it because you're trying to teach a lesson to the greater group of people, all of the kids, that behavior is not good and, in fact, can be dangerous to everyone else. So the kid tells you that he did it. What Ebony Williams, this liberal attorney, is arguing is that you shouldn't listen to the kid when he says he did what was wrong. That you should go around and you should do a CSI type of work, fingerprint, tracing of phone calls. You know, who took the Oreo? Well, we found chocolate crumbs in your pillowcase! Instead of just letting the child's admission stand, this defense attorney, and this is why, I think this is one of the reasons why people hate lawyers. She says, No. Bieber didn't do anything wrong. And his attorney probably could have gotten him off on all of these charges. His attorney probably could have gotten him to walk because they probably didn't have enough forensic evidence to prove that he did the things that he's being charged with doing. So what Williams is arguing is that Bieber has hurt the welfare of the justice system by admitting to his crime and that he shouldn't have confessed. Now, were Bieber being accused of these things, but he was loudly proclaiming that he broke no laws in the process? Hey, why are you taking me in? I didn't do anything. I think that she would have a point. At that point, it's up to the prosecution to prove whether he's lying or get a conviction by his peers. But Bieber admitted to doing the crimes, and is it not fitting that we just move on briskly towards whatever justice comes of it? I think this is one of the reasons why people hate lawyers. I think they think that criminal defense attorneys are really just there to avoid actual justice. Now, I could be wrong, but I want to know what you think. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. He got charged for drunken driving, speeding, driving without a license. I think those are the three things. Resisting arrest. So he was obviously having a little fun at the officer's expense. But he did not go quietly. When he got into the station, he just started spewing his guts. Hey, you know what I did? I had a drink, and then I smoked some weed, and then I took some prescription pills, and then I got in the car. And we drove, and we raced, and we had fun. And by the way, they found videos, a YouTube video now of him actually racing. You never know. Those surveillance cameras are everywhere now. This defense attorney is saying his real crime was not being quiet when he went to the jailhouse, and that he's undermined not just his case, but the entire justice system by confessing to what he did. What do you think? 888-340-3373. I got to think there's at least three people in America that have an opinion about this. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Detroit, Michigan, listening on AM 1400. Ronald joins us. Hi, Ronald. Welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough.
Hi, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
I think that people are jumping to assumptions because his alcohol level was 0.14 and 0.8 is the legal limit. So it was next to nothing. It was literally an equivalent to brush your teeth. And that's being reported now. If you Google it, it's a second story by TMZ and other, you know, and other sources. But besides that, they found no marijuana on him. And I think that, you know, if anything, he should have been in trouble for blocking the streets off and drag racing. Him and his father did that. But, you know, ask Chris Christie if he can do that and not get in trouble.
Well played, Ronald. But listen, so you think that the attorney is you're on the side of the attorney on this. He shouldn't have said anything when he went to the police station.
Well, no, this is the thing. I honestly can't drink because I'm on medication. And I have a wife and kids, and I have a neurological disorder, so I can't drink alcohol. But I've been pulled over with people when the police ask you if you had a drink. And they ask you if you had a drink today or earlier today. So it could have been 8 hours ago, 9 hours ago he was talking about. They pulled him over late at night, and they use certain things to manipulate people. But if you look at his level, it wasn't high at all.
Do you think he undermined his own case by telling the officers what he told them when he went into custody?
No, I think you're correct where he was right to man up. I think that, like I'm saying, that was a good thing. You know, they say he was a good Christian boy. I'm not a fan. You know, I'm 30 years old. But,
yeah,
you know, from what I've heard until these last couple of years where he's spiraling like all these teen stars are, I heard he was a good boy, you know, or he was a decent guy.
He generally has been, and I don't think that that's changed necessarily. But and thanks for the call, Ronald. Appreciate it. 888-340-3373. Ronald says, hey, they couldn't have proven it without his confession. He didn't have a high enough alcohol limit. So maybe the attorney's right. Maybe people shouldn't confess. to their sins. Maybe that undermines the actual attempt to get at straight-up justice. But I don't necessarily think so. What I believe is that if the person has the wherewithal to confess, I don't think we should go easy on them. But I think we should go easier than someone who comes in and lies to the police and says, oh, no, I wasn't drinking. And he has, you know, above-the-limit alcohol in his blood. 888-340-3373. This attorney's saying that if you confess to your crime, that's what you did wrong. All the other stuff you did, that wasn't wrong. Confessing to the crime, that's wrong. 888-340-3373. Do you think they have a point? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Coming right back, this is Baldwin McCullough Live from New York every Saturday night.
Four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Vida in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheet or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually had a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Day for free.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, online at baldwinmccullough.com. You can also join us at thebingethinker.com. Kevin McCullough is my name. Stephen Baldwin's away on assignment. He's still in Rome. We're glad you're with us. Justin Bieber, friend of Stephen's, he and his mom have spent some time together. Bieber was arrested this week. Someone asked during the break, what's the permitted drinking age in Florida? And this is an interesting one. They are allowed to drink at any age in Florida. There is no underage drinking violation, only purchase or possession, according to what we saw in the. So you could, a 3-year-old could sit at home in his house, throwing shots of vodka down, nobody could say that that was a criminal action. He just can't do it in public, and he can't purchase it. But he did get charged with drunken driving, resisting arrest, and not having a valid license. Then he goes into the police station, says all these things. Well, I drank, then I smoked some pot, then I took some prescription meds, and then I got behind the car. And a liberal democratic civil rights, no, criminal attorney says the thing he really did wrong was admitting to all that behavior. Let's go to line one. Ken is calling from Ontario, Canada, listening on Sirius XM. Ken, welcome. You're on with Baldwin McCullough. Kevin McCullough is my name. Glad to have you.
Hi, Kevin. Good night. How are you this evening?
Doing well. Thanks.
Good. I just wanted to say, as a Canadian, you know, we've been kind of embarrassed by some of Justin Bieber's antics lately. With graffiti painting and whatnot.
I forgot that he was one of you. Yeah.
Yeah, he's from Stratford, about an hour's drive from where I live. Anyway, this is the first sign that I think that Justin Bieber is showing that he's actually becoming a man. Because a man stands up, admits his mistakes, and faces justice. And I don't think it's an undermining of justice at all. Isn't the thing of justice, if you admit your crime, then generally they will go easier on you as a result of admitting your crime.
But let me ask you this, Ken. Let me ask you this.
Sure.
What does it tell you that the political left and this particular attorney have this mindset that you shouldn't admit to your sin, you should just see what they can prove? Because that's really what she's saying.
You know what that tells me? That tells me that politically left lawyer is looking for a nice lump, you know, like a nice cash payout in defending him. You know, there's no defense, right? If you admit to it, then you stand up before the judge. Okay, guilty. Bam, down goes the camel. Out comes your sentence, and the lawyer doesn't make any money. So, you know, it's a cash grab, I would say.
Well, Ken, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening to us tonight north of the border on Sirius XM, along with 338 radio stations, two television networks, Biz TV and the UAN. We're glad to be on both of those and with you tonight. My phone number is 888-340-3373. What does it say that an attorney thinks that the main thing Bieber did wrong here was not the actual behavior, but the confession of the behavior? How does that sit with you? What does that bode for society? What are your thoughts on that? 888-340-3373. Hour two is now.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Cameras and all.